The Minister of Information in Warrap State, William Wall Mayom, says the incident happened last week in Tonj East County. Mayom says accused 45-year-old police corporal Angelo Agany Kwat Ashwil was angry because his daughter refused an arranged marriage elopt with a man of her choice.
Before the incident, she was again ordered to be given forcefully to a man. However, she has again decided to come back from Tonj East to Tonj Town. And on the way, the father decided to take the motorbike and drive from Tonj Town to Tonj East. Before reaching Tonj East Town, there were three on the motorbike, the brother of his father and the father plus her herself. She was tied and half back. Her both arms were tied and half. And on the road, she has been driven into the bush. Father actually asked a permission. What could be possible action or punishment for her? Either to remove the two eyes or the father killed him. So the lady responded that if you want to kill me, why do you again want to remove the eyes? Better kill me. What? So the father actually decided to remove the eye, got out two eyes, and the information was actually heard by the authorities. So the county authorities of Tonj East quickly arrested the father.
Mayom says the security forces are investigating the matter and will arrange the suspect in court. He urges South Sudanese to stop forced marriages and abandon some cultural practices harmful to girls. Dr. Yasir Biajo is a surgeon at Wau Hospital in Western Barakazal State. He says the condition of the girl is stable, but he recommends the girl should be taken for further treatment outside the country.
A county from Wau State is around 17 years old. She was the father wants her to get married to somebody who is going to pay like a lot of cows. And the girl refused that idea, and then the father took her away to out of the home, and then they tied her hands and they destroyed her eyes. So the eyes with the knife, both eyes. Yeah, currently she's blind, and the hope is very minimal for her to recover at least one of her eyes. Because the damage is very expensive, and unless she gets a high specialized center outside the country so that they may do retinal replacement of the other, otherwise very, very unfortunate.
Edmund Yakani is the Executive Director of Community Empowerment for Progress Organization. Condemned the incident and says the national or state government should ensure the suspect punished.
I call upon the governor of Warrapi State, the minister of gender of Warrapi State, the national minister of gender, and the IGP of the police. The commission of Tonj East have arrested the father. But I think the father should face a court of law, and all the due legal processes should be applied. Our court is now suffering. She's already blind. We can't have any more options. Her eyes both were destroyed. She stands to be now a disabled person by the father, intentionally because of forcing her to marriage.
Akonwol is a resident of Gogreal County in Warrap State. He says he was disappointed to hear what happened to the young woman. Wol says the behavior of the father is crucial.
Yes, I saw it on Facebook. Then she started having a problem with his dad. So she was saying that his father wants her to pose her to the old man so that the old man can marry her. And she refused. That thing is no good. It's no good. It is impossible. No, a woman cannot do something like this. This is terrible. This is terrible. No one would like to your own blood to put your own blood in that situation. That is very bad.
Article 237 of the South Sudan Penal Code states that whoever voluntarily causes grievance harm upon conviction shall be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years and may also be liable to a fine. For VOA News, I am Roskeji Benjamin in Juba.